working in Washington is hard. It's hard, I think, and I've come to learn under any set of circumstances, but never did I imagine the challenges that I would face over the last 2.5 years. And I say that to say, it just feels good to be home in the district whenever I get a chance to be home in the district. And the love and the support from individuals just like you, the people who walk up to me and each and every one of you who come up to me and embrace me and tell me, you know, keep doing what you're doing, it matters. I can't tell you how much that means. That is my fuel. You are my fuel. You inspire me every single time I come home. And I bottle it all up. I really do. Because every time I go back to Washington, it gets sacked out of me. Okay? So I have to keep coming back home. And every time I come home, I feel it. I feel the love. I feel the genuine appreciation. And I hope you know how much I love each and every single one of you. I do all I can to stay connected, to do the town halls, to make sure I'm visiting schools and hospitals and small businesses and farms, because I know first and foremost my job is about representing the community that I come from. When I ran back in 2018, they have what's called a path to victory. The team gets together, they sit you down, they go, okay, if we can win X amount this and X amount that, you know, you look at every county and you're trying to figure out how to piece it all together. Rensselaer County, back in 2018, wasn't on our path to victory. I'm just gonna be honest with you. We didn't say to ourselves, well, we're gonna win Rensselaer County and we do that and that's gonna help us win the election. It was more so, okay, let's just, you know, make sure we build some support and see what happens. Because no Democrat had won the county since the district was drawn in 2010. None. And so we were being realistic about, you know, how to proceed. 2020, I became the first Democrat to win this county since it was drawn. I want to be clear about something. Our former president won this county at the same time by 10 points. He won it. While I also won it. Now, what is the lesson there? First and foremost, there's always an opportunity to persuade. There's always a way to connect with people, no matter their party affiliation. There truly is. The work that we've been doing is living proof of that. The fact that I can win in this county while our former president also won in this county speaks to that. You have to be willing to put faith that if you connect with people in a human level and you create familiarity with them and you meet them where they are with love, with understanding, with respect, with decency, you got a chance. You got a chance to win them over. You have a chance to build bonds and connections. And even if you disagree, I can't tell you how many times people have said to me, I don't agree with you on your policies, but I like how you go about your business. I like that I can walk up to you, that you're transparent, that you're accessible, that you're accountable, that you seem to care. You seem to care about our community. That matters. Let me tell you, that to me transcends partisanship. It transcends it. Because more and more, as we struggle to hold on to our democracy, and we are struggling, a big reason why is because people have stopped believing that it's possible to really have democracies in the 21st century. We have leaders on the world stage who have made the determination in other parts of this world that given how fast technology moves and information is shared, democracies are not sustainable anymore in the 21st century. This is what's happening in China and in Russia. These are the dynamics, and we look at what's going on within our own borders. This is the fight that's in front of us. And I know we can get tired. We can get overwhelmed. We've been through a lot the last year and a half with COVID, with George Floyd. We've been a lot with Roe v. Wade now on the chopping block, voting rights under assault, We're trying to work our way through this. The insurrection on January 6th. This is what we've had to endure time and time again. But you can look at this one of two ways. You can look at this and say to yourself, it's too much. It's too heavy of a moment for us right now. It's too much to internalize. The other side of the coin is, this is growing pains. These are growing pains. This is the moment where we realize we could be great. That everything we do in this moment, from the ground up, makes a huge difference. We are living in history-making times. And it might not feel like everything you do matters, but believe me, everything you do right now matters. The conversations you have with people, the people you embrace, the nice things you might say to somebody, the friendly gesture, whatever it is, it matters. You gotta believe in it though. You gotta believe in it. You gotta believe that that human spirit is real. You gotta believe that nothing human is foreign to you, so that whatever you communicate to somebody, they're gonna know it intuitively. And you gotta get behind people who care. People like Gwen, Justin. You gotta get behind them. Who have demonstrated a life of public service. Who are not out there for the self-aggrandizement and the self-promotion. It sickens me sometimes. It really does. I mean, it's on full display in certain parts of government, I tell you. And it's ugly, and it turns people off. And if people get turned off, our democracy suffers as a result. We, the people, are what have to do the work to make sure that we legitimate our democracy. It starts and ends with the people. We can't expect this thing to go on its own. It's not self-sustaining. We have to do the work, and we have to do it from the ground up. We can't wait and look up and just hope. Everybody pays attention during those presidential cycles. Everybody's looking then. Everybody's tuning in then. But come on, at the end of the day, that matters. But the work that you're gonna feel most immediate, the work that's gonna really affect your lives, and the work that's gonna be able to build on itself over time, is the work that you do locally. It's the work that you do across your county. The work that you do every single day in an off year, an on year. There are no off and on years, it's just election years. And there's democracy at stake every single time. And when you have good candidates that you can get behind, that you can believe in, that represent the very best of who we are as a community, you gotta rally around. And I know all you are here because you understand that. And all I wanna ask you to do is bottle this energy up right now, the fact that you are all here right now, take it with you and go find some more people. Go rally the troops, knock on the doors, do what you have to do to get as much energy as you can. Kevin talked about the energy that we had back in 2018. It was electric. I mean, it was unbelievable. I'm still riding that wave. But you know what? We gotta keep building waves every single go round. And I'm gonna conclude by saying this. I'm here because I believe in you. I believe in our local candidates and what they have to offer. I'm proud to stand with them and do everything I can to help push them and push us over the finish line here. We can see it now, can't we? I mean, it's not like we're talking months and months away now. It's right around the corner. This is when that extra kick should kick in, right? And really push yourselves. Do something more than you thought you would do. Challenge yourself. Push yourself, because it matters. Every little thing you do, every bit you add, adds up. And think of it beyond yourself. Think of it as all of us together. If everybody throws a little something in the pot, how powerful that is when you add it all up. So please, keep doing what you're doing. Love each other. Do the work. And the good news is, you don't have to wonder, can it work? You don't have to say to yourself, well, this all sounds nice, but, you know, when does that ever actually happen? Well, I'm here because of you. We beat the odds, right? So we can do it. We can do it. So I want to say thank you. I'm with you.
Stand with these local candidates, do all you can, and let's go make change happen. All right?
Yeah!